Blog Talk Radio.
Song is going to be Listen by Marvin Sapp,
And then the second song is going to be No Greater Love by Smokey Norfolk. So let's begin. What's going on here? Oh, yeah, there we go.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second, and put him first. Thought they had your back,
oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack,
yeah.
But turn to your neighbor and say, see the devil is alive, no I'm not gonna die, it's okay to cry, I'll be by your side, you gotta stop that hating. I know you don't want to hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the spirit.
I'm trying to tell you something.
Speaking to your heart right now.
I'm trying to tell you something.
Just listen to the spirit. Oh.
Oh.
testify and tell you of the goodness of my Lord. Share some of what he's done for me, how he's opened up so many doors. You may look at me from the outside and think I got here on my own, but there's no way that you could ever know how much grace and mercy I've been shown. Oh, if you look into my eyes, life has tried to get the best of me. I know the giver of life personally. He's the reason that I sing his name, Jesus. And he loves me, and I know this, 'cause he died for me and he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. His name is Jesus. Yes, he loves me, and I know this, 'cause he said it to me when he rescued me. There's no greater love in the world. Oh, 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 oh. There's so many things I want to tell you of how he made a way for me. If he hadn't loved me through the mistakes that I made, I just don't know where I would be. Oh, show me so much favor, and now I
greater than or Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Well, it looks like Pastor Leroy's here. Let me bring him on and see what he's got to say. Hey, Pastor Leroy, how you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, Pastor Ken? You are my brother from another mother.
Yes.
Hey, guess what, man? Tonight is 420 Eve. You know what that means, 420? Does anybody out there know what 420 means? Okay.
Yes, I know.
Don't
what 420
forget
means.
To leave milk and cookies out tonight for Willie Nelson. He's going to be visiting your house tonight, 420 Eve. And I am a pot smoker. I mentioned it on Pastor Kent's show. And I am enjoying the night tonight. How you doing, Pastor Ken?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful.
Now, let me ask you, you're in Texas. Is marijuana legal in your state, man?
No, it's not. Not as of yet. You're talking about legalizing it in the future.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, here in New York, we've been legalized for 2 years, man. I got a pot dispensary literally, like, went down the street. I could walk there. And then I got two more pot dispensaries here that are, like, a mile or two away. So I got my choice, and I'm a veteran. So being a veteran, I get veteran discounts on marijuana. So
wow.
I get like 20%. I get, yeah, it's the truth, man. If you're a veteran, I think you are too, you get a discount on marijuana. All you got to do is show them your honorable discharge or your, you know what?
VA card.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, I carry my VA card with me wherever I go. Yeah. Some places give veteran discounts, okay, in restaurants, okay, around here in Texas.
Yeah, I get my veteran discount at ShopRite here in New York, and I get my veteran discount at Curaleaf. Now, Curaleaf is where I get my marijuana from. And they are all on the East Coast from Boston, New York City, Newark, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Baltimore, Maryland. It's called Curaleaf, Curaleaf. That's where I get my weed from. And it keeps me sane, man.
There you go. All right.
And God bless marijuana. And thank you, God, for creating it. You know what? I'm going to say this. And this is a saying from the 1980s, man, that Pastor Ken can relate to. Man made alcohol. God made grass. Who do you trust?
Yeah. I mean, as soon as they legalize marijuana here, okay, in Texas, I'm going to get my doctor from the VA to prescribe me some.
Yeah, I'm on medical. I have a medical marijuana card that I've had for the past 5 years. So not only do I get the good marijuana, but I get a discount because, one, I'm a veteran, and two, I'm black. So they give me a discount for being an extra 10% because I'm a black man. But remember this, Willie Nelson, who is a well-known pot smoker for the last 20 years, right? This guy is in his 80s, still going strong, still smoking pot every day. Here's another example. Cheech and Chong, right? Tommy Chong overcame cancer. The man had cancer. He was going to die like 7 or 8 years ago. He overcame cancer by smoking marijuana. The truth, man.
Yeah.
I mean, look it up on Google. Look it up. Look it up. I'm not bullshitting you, man. On that note, I'm going to sit on the side. I'm sure you got other callers. I appreciate you bringing me on. I do want to say something about Pastor Kent, okay? Pastor Kent is having some serious health issues right now. On our show earlier tonight, at the last minute, he decided to not be on the show. And I get that. The only problem with that is I had to run the whole show by myself unexpectedly for an hour. That's a little tough to do. If I'd known ahead of time, I'd have been cool with it. But at the last minute, he told me he cannot do the show. So I had to run the show early. If you want to listen to it, you know where to find it.
Yeah. Sure will.
So here I am on your show. I've had a little more alcohol in me tonight. I'm sure people out there are going to be like, oh, Pastor Leroy is a drunk. No, I'm not a drunk, man. I am a older man who is partially retired, enjoying life, and damn, if I want to drink, I'm going to drink. What else do you want me to say to you, man? There you go.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, tonight's message is brought to you by Genesis chapter 41, and it's Joseph rises to power. See, then it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream, and behold, he stood by the river. Suddenly there came out of the river 7 cows, fine looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then behold, 7 other cows came up after them of the river, ugly, gaunt, and stood by the other cows on the bank of the river. And the ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 fine-looking fat cows. So Pharaoh awoke. He slept and dreamed a second time, and suddenly 7 heads of grain came up with 1 stalk plump and good. And behold, 7 thin heads, white in the east wind, sprang up after them, and the 7 thin heads devoured the 7 plump foreheads. So Pharaoh awoke, and indeed it was a dream. Now it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all its wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dreams, but there was no one who could interpret them for Pharaoh. Then the chief butler spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I remember my faults this day, when Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me in custody in the house of the captain of the guard. Both me and the chief baker, we each had a dream, and one night, he and I, each of us dreamed according to the interpretation of his own dream. Now there was one young Hebrew man with us there, a servant of the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. To each man he interpreted according to his own dream, and it came to pass just as he interpreted for us. So it happened. He restored me to my head office, and he hanged him. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him quickly out of the dungeon, and he shaved, changed his clothing, and came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I had a dream, and there was no one who could interpret it. But I have heard it said that you can understand a dream to interpret it. So Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not me. God will give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, behold, in my dream, I stood at the bank of the river. Suddenly 7 cows came up out of the river, fine-looking and fat, and they fed in the meadow. Then behold, 7 other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly and gaunt, such ugliness I have never seen in all the land of Egypt. And the gaunt and ugly cows ate up the first 7 fat cows. When they had eaten them up, no one have known that they have eaten them, for they were just as ugly as at the beginning. So I woke, and also I saw in my dream, and suddenly 7 heads came up with 1 stalk, full and good. Then behold, seven heads withered thin, blightened by the east wind, sprang up after them. And the thin heads devoured the seven good heads. So I told the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me. Then Joseph said to Pharaoh, the dreams of Pharaoh are one. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good cows are 7 years, and the seven good heads are 7 years. The dreams are one, and the seven thin and ugly cows which came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty heads blightened by the east wind are 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. And indeed 7 years of great plenty will come throughout all the land of Egypt, but after them 7 years of famine will arise. And all the plenty will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will deplete the land. So the plenty will not be known in the land because of the famine following for it will be very severe. And the dream was repeated to Pharaoh twice, because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore let Pharaoh select discerning and wise men and send him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this and let them appoint officers over the land to collect one-fifth of the produce of the land of Egypt in 7 plentiful years. And then them gather all the food of those good years that are coming and store up grain under the authority of Pharaoh. And let them keep food in the cities. Then let the food shall be reserved for the land for the 7 years of famine which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land may not perish during the famine. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find such as one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God? Then Pharaoh said to Joseph, inasmuch as God has shown you all this, there is no one discerning and wise as you. You shall be over my house, and all my people shall be ruled according to your word. Only in regard to the throne will I be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you all over the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zephaniah, and he gave him a wife, Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. So Joseph went out all over the land of Egypt. And to Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine came, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, and for God has made me forget all my toil and all my father's house, and the name of the second one he called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. Psalm chapter 10, verse 16 to 18. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nation have perished out of his land. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear, to do justice in the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may oppress no more. And Proverbs chapter 3, verse 29, do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord God to be your Savior, you have a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we'd like you to call in to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657 383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you do so, we will bring you on and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Savior tonight. Amen. All right. Well, we got a caller here from 830. Let's bring him on and see what he has to say. Hello, 830.
Assalamu alaikum, Osama.
Hey, what's up?
I am calling from work. I am calling from work.
Okay, where do you work?
I am doing training at the Sky Safety Training Airport Training School in San Antonio.
Oh, okay.
I will be a 747 pilot.
Oh, okay.
To make glory for Allah, Subhana. Do you want to fly with me?
Sure.
Good for you. You can block the pilot's chamber door. Stop the people. What happened to Tony? You hooked him up with a porn star and now he goes crazy. What have you done with his head?
I didn't hook him up with anything.
Did you hear him last night?
Yeah, he got sick on air and had to quit.
Why?
He was drunk.
He was in love with a porn star.
I don't know.
Oh, yes. Hold on 1 second. Take another caller.
Okay.
FAA is here.
111, you're on the air.
Hello?
111. Hello?
Yep. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
So, yep, I'm doing pretty good. I was wondering, so we heard Tony pee, and we heard him throw up. But did we hear him shit or come? Do we think he did that too?
No, I don't think so.
I've just heard some rumors that he shit and come at the same time. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's almost impossible, isn't it?
I think he had a prostate orgasm when he shit himself, right? That's my understanding.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
It is not impossible. Have you ever heard of anal beads?
Yeah, I've heard of anal beads.
Do you own anal beads?
No, I do not.
Have you owned anal beads?
No.
Does Tony Farrar own anal beads?
No. No, none of us over here own anal beads.
Have you used anything else instead, like rosary beads?
No, no.
Why not? The feeling of shitting and coming at the same time is heavenly.
Oh, I wouldn't know. I would not know.
Do you own rosary beads?
No, I do not.
Well, find something to shove up your ass or Tony's ass. Try it before you knock it.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway. Yeah, but you see, the caller did not mention anything about beads.
He talked about shitting and coming at the same time. When you pull out the beads and come, it's the same thing.
Oh. Oh. I wouldn't know. You sound more expertise on that matter than I.
Maybe. Try it with your boy toy.
Okay. All right. We'll try it and see. Okay. Well,
I'm back on hold.
Okay, we'll play some music here. We'll play Work It Out by Ty Trevette.
Yeah. more.
Trust in the Lord until the day I die. Amen. Amen. Well, let's take a caller here. 111, you're on the air.
Ruby Wanda.
Wanda not here tonight. She took the night off. She,
why? I made a song for her.
Well, she was visiting the jail today and handing out food and doing all kinds of stuff. She was tired tonight, so she's going to take the night off, and she'll be on tomorrow night with us with a great message.
Her boyfriend in jail?
Say what?
Her boyfriend in jail?
No, she wasn't in jail. She was visiting people in jail.
Her family?
And she was just visiting people in jail, doing her ministry to the people in jail.
That punishment for the prisoners?
Yeah, she spoke to them and gave them a message, and she was very helpful to them today.
Sounds like punishment.
Oh, well, it wasn't. They enjoyed her. Yes, they did.
Old Black Wanda like to eat. Old Black Wanda got big feet. Oh, what Black Wanda like Wanda to walk the street.
Okay, well, goodbye. Well, anyway, hopefully we'll have some more callers to call in. Maybe DC2 will give us a call in tonight and shed some light on some things. Okay. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, and good evening, Kent. I mean, Ken.
Well, hey, what's up, Mike?
Hey, I suppose you heard Tony Gaga's meltdown last night, huh?
Yeah, it was sad.
It really was sad. He's kind of off the deep end lately. I was quite worried about him last night. I was, I heard the show along with everybody else, and I tried to get a hold of him later last night, and I just couldn't get through. I finally got a hold of him today in a voice chat around lunchtime, and he was the exact opposite. He was going off about many people. He was going off about you guys, and he's like, why does Ken like old fat Mexican man boobs? And I'm like, look, Ken's going to do what Ken's going to do. Don't judge him. and he's going off about Farrar. He's like, Farrar has more knowledge about men's asshole than a proctologist. And I'm like, cut it out. It's not funny, you know. But he was, like, screaming. He's like, Farrar often spikes Ken's drinks with laxatives because he likes the smell of Ken's diarrhea. And he's screaming, and he's like, Farrar has large hemorrhoids that look like testicles, and how come Farrar can't barbecue? Oh, the beans fall through the grill. I'm like, that's not funny. That's racist. And he's like, well, sometimes they call Farrar the dog at the gay bar because he greets everybody by sniffing their assholes. I'm like, that's it. That you've gone too far. And also, Farrar needs Cooking for Dummies cookbook. Oh, wait, that's actually from me. Yeah, I stand by that. But the rest of it, that was all Uncle Tony. He was on a rant. But he is okay. He did not suffer from the alcohol poisoning. He slept it off. And after a brief vomiting on air, he's now recovered and back to his old self. But at any rate, thank you, Ken. And also, are you feeling better from your last injection that they gave you?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. Yeah, it was just Monday and Tuesday. It was a little out of the weather.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Stay strong. I hope you're on the road to recovery. And thank you again for doing a show and letting everybody have a voice and keeping chat open, unlike other shows that I won't even mention the name of because they suck. And that's all I have tonight. Thank you, Ken, and have a great evening.
Well, thank you, Mike. God bless you. All righty. Well, maybe we'll get Johnny Longfeather. He'll call in tonight. Hopefully DC2 does. Okay. I'm sure he's got some interesting take on last night's show with Tony Gaga and today's show with Kent that was not on it on the air tonight. So maybe DC2 can call in and shed a light on things. All right. Well, I'll give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. I know you're listening, so God bless you all. Okay, let's see. Anything else going on here? Nobody's calling in. If you want to call in and talk on the air, call 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key, and I'll bring you on. Amen. All righty.
All right.
Okay, well.
All right.
Okay, well.
Osama.
Yeah.
Why don't you use this time to teach the Quran?
I don't have a Quran in front of me. Well, you need to give me one.
Yes, I will. You need to go to the Islamic Center and meet me.
Okay, I'll do that one of these days when I get a chance to do so. Okay? And then,
Will you bring Farrar with you?
Huh?
Will you bring Farrar with you?
Yeah, sure.
Very good.
Yes, maybe we could convert him too.
I like your thought, Osama. Let me teach you about some principles of Islam. Let's start with muta. Do you know what muta is?
No, what is muta?
It is temporary marriage.
Oh, temporary marriage.
If you meet a man whore at a gay bar and you only want to fuck him for one or two days, you sign a temporary marriage contract.
Oh, okay. And it's only good for a couple
of days? Tony must accept it because you are allowed to have four wives.
Oh, just four?
Are you married with Tony?
No, I'm not.
Why not? You are living in sin?
Well, no, we don't live in sin.
You are not married. You are a bad example to all the gay Muslims.
Oh, I didn't know there was a lot of gay Muslims.
Well, there are. They like to hide. It prevents the stones from hitting their head.
Oh.
Why aren't you married? You want me to marry you?
Yeah, sure. Can you marry us?
Of course.
Wow. Are you an imam?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
All right. I will do it. And I do not have a fake diploma like Kent. No Universal Life Church online bullshit.
Are you an imam?
Of course. I am a sheikh.
Oh. Didn't know that.
Put Tony on the phone. Let me see if he will marry you. And then
hey,
I will
Tony.
Teach you how to beat your wife.
Oh, okay. Hey, Tony, come on in.
You're
here.
Not supposed to. You are not allowed to hit your wife in the face, but you can hit her in the body.
Oh. Hey, Tony, come in here. He's not coming. Well, let's take another caller here, 506, see what we have.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
This is Dr. Rabbi Pastor Dean Rabbi Lawyer Falafel Kent Hopper DDS MD Kenny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I forgot you got all those titles.
Another thing I am a big fan of, I am a coffee aficionado. That means I am a big fan of the coffee.
Oh, okay.
But, Kenny, people are raving and ranting and pleading that you do the coffee class. But I know you don't do it because you are afraid of what I will do to you. You're afraid that I might slap you. You're afraid I might beat you. You're afraid that I will beat you with my superiority, brains, penis, and charisma. But I am telling you, do not do the coffee class, or you will face the rich hand. Do you understand that,
Skinny? I wasn't planning on doing a coffee class anyway.
You do not want to do it because you know my jujitsu will come in play.
No, no, I don't want to do it because it's
yes.
stupid.
You don't want
like
to do
you.
It because you're afraid,
you're
Kenny.
Stupid.
You're scared, Kenny. I am a
no,
judo master, Kenny.
Goodbye. Goodbye, stupid. Okay. All right, that's the end of that stupid idiot. The fake pastor can't, anyway. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
I'd like two tickets to the coffee class, please?
There's no coffee class.
Fuck.
Nope, no coffee class. Sorry. Goodbye. All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to end the show tonight. Okay, oh, wait a minute. We got a 256 number. Okay, let me see. Why? Take 256 and see what we got. 256, you're on the air.
Hi, Pastor Ken. How you doing, man? Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, Juan. How you doing tonight?
I just want to say thank you. I'm doing great, by the way. Hope you are, too. And I want to say thank you. And my kinfolk and I really, really appreciate all you did for us with the shout-outs and, you know, in the middle of the show. And I know they're going to go crazy towards the end of the show when you send us another exclusive, special shout-out to the kinfolk of myself and myself a shout-out. So I really want to thank you, and I hope you're doing great.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you, Juan. I hope you're doing great as well.
All right. Well, Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Yep. Roll Tide. Okay.
All right, Pastor Ken. Put me on mute, man. I'll wait for that shout-out so my kinfolk. Thank you.
Okay.
Y'all hear me?
Boogie. Yeah, okay. 111, you're on the air.
So I see Tony's in the chat.
Yeah, Tony's in the chat.
So I guess Tony's alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
He seems kind of mad. I hope that he calls in or he does a show because people want to hear from him. He only did something for 45 minutes yesterday. People were excited for that show. I just wanted to call in and say I hope that he hears this and that he does something good.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen. Maybe I hope he's feeling much better than he did last night.
Yeah, indeed. Listen, Tony, if you can hear this, you better do a show.
Yeah. Your fans want you, Tony Talk, and at least for an hour and a half this time.
All right, that's all I wanted to say. I'm going to hang up. Bye.
I have a question.
Okay.
What do you think about Pastor Ken not being married and living in sin?
He hung up. 510, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken. It's Tommy. How's it going?
Yeah, how you doing, Tommy?
I'm good. Don't really have too much to say, but if Tony is listening, I am declaring myself unbanned from Tony Talk because he banned me the other day for being friends with his arch enemy, J-Bo.
Oh, really?
So,
he banned
you? Yeah, he banned me. And then I was about to get on the air to confront him last night, but he fell off the wagon and stuffed his head inside his own toilet. I guess his toilet had a good laugh about that. So, yeah, I am declaring myself unbanned, and Tony cannot do a damn thing to do. He can't do a damn thing about it.
No, he can't.
Nope. But hope you're doing well, Pastor Ken, and you're recovering from recent procedures.
Yes, I am. I'm better today. Feeling much better.
That's good. Well, for Tony Gaga, the party is always going to be happening, son. It's always going to be happening. And you can't ban what you can't see. And you can't ban what you can't control. So, Pastor Ken, if you can put me on mute, that'd be cool.
Okay, Tommy. God bless you.
God
have
bless
a good
you.
Night.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Well, I'm going to give another shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk. Amen. That's right, Tony Talk. The party is over. And you partied too much last night. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, 111.
Would you ever cry over a porn star?
No, I would not.
Do you watch porn?
Do I watch porn? No, I do
that
not.
That is what I ask.
No, I don't watch porn.
Yeah. God, by Allah, that you do not watch porn.
Huh?
Swear by Allah that you do not watch porn.
I swear by Allah, I do not watch porn.
That proves to me that you are a good Muslim.
Yeah, I don't watch
if
that
you
stuff.
If you did watch porn and a male porn star died, would you cry like a bitch?
No. No.
I still need to find out from Tony if he will marry you.
I think he would.
Have you ever mentioned it to him?
Yeah, we've talked about it in the past.
And why didn't you get married?
Well, we just never did. Well, we planned to. Okay, you just don't know when.
Aren't you waiting to consummate the relationship?
No. We already consummated it a long time ago.
He needs to consummate it too. I know you said you don't like anal, but you must take one for him.
Oh, okay. Let's bring on 111 and see what we have. 111, you're on the air.
Coffee club.
Okay, that was ridiculous. 111, you're on the air.
Hello there, this is Private Investigator Guy Negron. I had planned to call on the Tony show yesterday to drop him some important information, but he puked up and now I couldn't call in, so I figured I'd call into here instead.
Okay, Guy.
Yeah, so the information I wanted to drop to Tony was that Kent Hopper, I'm not sure which Kent Hopper, or if there even is multiple Kent Hoppers, but what we found is that Kent Hopper actually planned for Bruce to take over his show in January and chase him off of Blog Talk.
Oh, really?
And then the really sinister thing was that Kent Hopper then hired Leroy, who may or may not be Bruce, we're not sure. There is some kind of shadow connection there. But he did hire someone who seems to be Leroy to then send black gay men to him to beat him up. And that was why he didn't do a show for several weeks since, right?
That's what I heard, yeah.
So apparently this is all a conspiracy by Kent Hopper, whose show, the ratings are soaring because nobody has anything else to listen to besides his show and your show.
Oh.
So it looks like Kent Hopper has won.
There's other shows.
May I suggest that Kent Hopper call back in and... You need to prove that Pastor Leroy is a black preacher. Ask for a dick pic.
I'd certainly like to see if there's some kind of response from Kent Hopper or Leroy as to these allegations, because my intel is usually always right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, ask upload a picture of his penis. If it is not black, you know it's not Leroy.
I heard it was the Leroy's boys who went in and they roughed up Tony.
Huh. I don't know. I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, he was beaten up so badly that he had a lift, and that's why he didn't do a show for 3 weeks.
Well, let's take another caller here. 111, you're on the air.
Well, good evening, yeah.
Well, hello.
Yeah. All right, now listen here. You and I spoke on Blog Talk. I'm sorry, on Discord the other night here. You, myself, and by golly, we need to introduce your new co-host here. Did you not tell anybody about your co-host here?
It's supposed to be Kenneth Fishman, right?
No. Hey, Fennis Kishman here. Real quick, I'm going to go get him. Now, listen here. I helped him out with his voice a little bit here. I helped him out with his speech, and his eye melted out of his skull, and it turned into oatmeal, but we're going to get him fixed here. This is what happens when you don't deal with good clones here. All right, now, Fennis, yeah, you are going to co-host for the lousy 2 minutes left on the show here. Come, I'm going to speak to Mary Lou. Come on. He's shy. Hold on. Get your finger out of your butt. Here we go, boy. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hello.
Wait, okay. Okay.
Are you doing okay?
This new co-host is great.
You need to say something else, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
Which one is
so
Ken?
Fennis Kishman? Fennis Kishman?
Dick suck.
Oh, don't say that word here. Hold on. Sorry there, Mary Lou. Hold on. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Okay. Well, goodbye. All right. 111, you're on the air. Okay, let's try another one. 111. All right. Well, that's it for tonight. Say God bless. Okay, see you all tomorrow night with Pastor Wanda.
God bless everyone. Goodbye.
Okay, so good night, everybody.
I saw Ken was going to call back.